Shmuel HaKohen Berger went to, he was actually Bachar in Yeshiva, and he was invited to a Suda by the Finkelstein's house. He comes to the Finkelstein's house, and sure enough, he's honored to say Amaitzi. The halacha is that he's supposed to give to the Boitzeya to be Boitzeya Tchila. He's the one that's supposed to make Amaitzi for everybody. The halacha is if everybody's Shavim, then you give it to the Kohen. They said, everybody's shoving over here. Nobody's more at the Tamil Chacham, less Tamil Chacham. They give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen should be mighty everybody else. Now Shmuel HaKohen Berger was very taken aback, and he was a little bit flustered. He was not ready for this at all. And since he hadn't learned all the halachas in Chazar yet, he wasn't exactly sure, because one of the people was still standing up at the time that he said Hamaitzi. The kitzer, they passed out the challah, and the person who was standing up sat down and took a bite of the challah. Says Shmuel HaKohen Berger, I don't know that you could be Yaitzeh. I wasn't sure if I could be Maitzi you, because you were standing up, I'm sitting down. The halacha is that to be Maitzi somebody else, you need by pas, only by pas. You need that everybody be sitting down, and you were standing up. So I didn't know if I could be Maitzi or not. So I'm not sure if my das, if I was Maitzi, if I wasn't Maitzi you. The kitzer, I don't know if you're Yaitzeh or not. You had kavanah to be Yaitzeh, but I didn't know if I could be Maitzi you because you're standing up. What's the halacha? This is a suffix whether or not he's mavarech. What's he supposed to do? What is this fellow who just was standing up and now sat down supposed to do? Can he make a new bracha? Is he allowed to continue eating? He has a suffix whether or not he made amaitzi b'kitzer. He has a suffix whether or not he's shemei kaina. So the halacha is, if the guy that made the bracha was mechaven lehedya, even if the other person was standing up, Sefer Gimel says, b'diavad it works. The chatchila for pas, the halacha is you're supposed to be sit down to be koveya. Because that's the normal way of eating pas. If you're standing up, says the Pnei Yeshua, says the Tajmit, that advises that you don't want to be yaitzeh with him. Because the normal way to have a suda is if you're all sitting down. And if one person is standing up, you're showing, I don't want to be a chelik of that. But if you lehedya had kavana, even though the Mishnah brings down its machlaikis, mishenim, the goin is machriya, that's how Mishnah Berurah goes. If the person is standing up and you're sitting down and you had kavana to be made to the person, you're yaitzeh b'diavad. Agav, this is halacha dafka by pas and yain. By shar dvarim b'chalal, it's not halacha. Now this halacha is generally only to get us on Shabbos, because every other time we don't have one person being right to somebody else. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Gimel, Agav, we didn't see this yet, but he says that the minhag ha'olam is shaloi kedin, however his lashon is. Ube'emes ledina, I'm sorry. We saw over here that there's a hider mitzvah that one person should be made to somebody else. Agav, the Mashmoy says the reason is because of Reva Majus Melech. It's even if there's only two people. I don't know of any other place where you find the Reva Majus Melech by two people. Mishnah Berurah clears it by Kiddush HaChodesh. Is very negated this past Matzah Shabbos. Waiting. Should you wait for a Reva Majus Melech? Mishnah Berurah says to wait for 10 people. That's Reva Majus Melech. It says, there's a Chayadim that says Reva Majus Melech is even 3 people. But less than 3 people, I don't know what they find. Here is the halacha that says that even by 2 people is an inn of Reva Majus Melech. L'maisa Mishnah Berurah says, the meaning is, maybe because people aren't such pekim, to be mechaven, lahoitzi, or to be moitzi, therefore people don't do it. That was exactly this guy. He didn't know if he could be moitzi. But Seif Hayayim, Shmuel HaKohen Berger, made the bracha, and he didn't know if he could be moitzi. So he wasn't sure if he's moitzi. That means that the guy that heard the bracha as a suffix, whether or not he was yetzer or not. What is he supposed to do now? Is he allowed to continue eating? Can he continue eating or not? So we saw the halacha is, you're allowed to continue eating. However, if you have somebody else there that could be moitzi you, it's better that somebody else should be moitzi you, obviously. Now the thing is over here, l'chorot, you can make a new bracha. If you get somebody, let's say you don't have somebody else to be moitzi you. Can you make a new bracha and have it in mind? So, what bracha can you make? Can I go ahead? I don't have anybody else to be made to me. Can I go ahead and take a taffy, make a shakal, and have my bread in mind? You're right. I can't make amoytzi because I don't know if I'm allowed to make amoytzi. So what am I supposed to do? There's nothing else to do. So I'll make a bracha, a different bracha. So what could I do? The thing is, the only thing that they had was bisli. Can you make a bisli, go ahead, and make a mizaynais? And if it's a shakal, we know that's a mefurshe gemara. It's machlokes in the gemara. We pass that even a shakal yitzeh. How about if it's a mizaynais? The only thing that has bisli. Bisli, betem, is fried. It's not possible b'kistin. In the middle of a suda, you make a mizaynus on bisli. Can you go ahead and make a mizaynus on the bisli and patla up the amaitzi? at least you'll have a bracha now. If you have a suffix bracha, you'll have to continue. But maybe you're better off by making a new bracha. So we saw that the Bir Halacha says, a chiddush, and this everybody person should remember the rest of their life, based on Hashem Yisbarach. And one of the chiddushim that comes out of the Bir Halacha, he says it, kam v'kam upon him, reish beis, reish ches, I'm sorry, reish ches, he says it, that a mizoynis is like a bracha kailalas, the same way shakol. And it works on everything except for mayim v'melach. Water work, shakol works on everything. Mizoynis b'di'evid works in everything except for mayim v'melach. And v'melach yoytze. Whether or not l'chatchilu you should be seimuch on that, you should go ahead and make a mizoynis in this case. That's a good question, whether or not l'chatchilu you should. L'chore, you're better off if you do it. Midina, you're allowed to continue even if you don't make any bracha. That's halacha, tzavik bracha halacha, you're allowed to continue even if you don't make a new bracha. If you have somebody else to be mitzvah to you, you should get that. In this case, you don't have somebody else to be mitzvah to you, and the only thing that you have is a mezaynis. What do you have to lose to make a mezaynis and have in mind the past? L'chore yimichuyiv to, for sure not. Does it work? L'chore it works. It's interesting, Eitzah, Yishlan, I leave it up to the Olam whether or not l'chatchilu you should make the mezaynis. It works! But should you do that, the past of the past or not? Yishlan.